Made of heavy-duty reinforced steel and monitored by 24/7 CCTV, the government believes these machete amnesty bins will help clean up our streets. They'll be accepting blades from tomorrow at 40 police stations across the state.
This is a safe and effective way for Victorians to comply.
The amnesty coincides with a total ban on machetes. The target market, youth offenders, the entire law sparked by a violent brawl at Northland.
The incentive for them is that after 30 November, 2 years imprisonment, $47,000 fine.
But many remain sceptical.
The young offenders who are running into people's homes are not going to police stations to hand them in.
Doesn't help at all. People, they can find the machetes anywhere.
I think they will. I think people want to move forward with all this.
They'll just hide them.
More than 5,000 machetes have been handed over to Victoria Police from retailers since a ban on selling began in May.
That's really drying up the supply of machetes in the community.
The National Firearms Amnesty, which took place after the Port Arthur massacre, ran for a year, but this one is much shorter. Those in possession of machetes have just 3 months to hand them in without penalty.
The whole scheme costing the taxpayer $13 million or $325,000 a bin.